Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
What's up, guys? I'm Evan Turner, co-host of the Point Forward podcast, alongside Andre Iguodala. We got a special series out now, all about our favorite NBA cities, the greatest places to travel, the evolving cultures and cuisines, and some of our most memorable experiences while we were on the road during our many years in the NBA. We talk about Miami, Chicago, New York, and many more. Tune in to Courts and Culture, the Point Forward Travel Guide, sponsored by Hennessy. You can find it on Point Forward Feed, on YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Super Bowl is a stage for America's biggest companies to sell the future. And this year, that future was electric vehicles.
Did you know that Norway sells way more electric cars per capita than the U.S.? Norway.
Well, I won't stand for it.
Electric cars and trucks are having a moment, and Recode's Sarah Morrison is here to tell us about it. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, Daddy.
So give me the big news. What should we know about the future of the electric car?
Well, there is, in fact, a lot of news on electric vehicles. So you saw the Super Bowl ads. GM actually announced a few weeks ago that it's going to go completely electric by 2035. So all of its cars and trucks will be electric, no more gas powered.
That's entirely.
That's what they said. Yeah, entirely.
Okay.
We also have Tesla. Just reported that 2020 was actually their first profitable year ever. That's not purely through car sales, but those help. And lastly, Apple is talking to car manufacturers about actually producing its own Apple car, probably by 2024.
And give me like a sense about how far in advance you think we are from, I don't know, at least driving on the road and being like, oh, it's not weird to see one of these.
You know, in America, we're still looking at several years.
Okay.
GM's all electric promise is 2035. That could always change. And then you're looking at like the process of people switching over from their old ones to new electric ones. So roads with tons of electric cars on them, probably a ways away. But, you know, we also have like other countries which will have their own initiatives, and we'll probably see a lot of this stuff even sooner. So, you know, everything could change. But yeah, like a decade, two decades, maybe, you know, we'll certainly see a lot more of them.
And is it just a coincidence this is all happening at the dawn of a new administration? Or tell me about sort of how car companies are responding to the incentives that come out of Washington.
So Obama in, I think, 2011 said by 2025, all new cars sold in America had to have at least 54 miles per gallon. So you'd need to have some kind of electric component in that, I think, for that to be possible, like hybrid cars. Trump actually rolled that back to 40 miles per gallon by 2026. And now Biden is here. He has a lot of climate change initiatives. And I think, you know, we'll almost certainly see him bump that miles per gallon back up. So and then also, again, other countries are having, you know, have their own rules and deadlines for no more fossil fuel cars on the road. So this is a thing that, you know, in a lot of parts of the world has to happen at some point. And so the car companies are responding accordingly. And then, you know, it's a business decision. Customers are more and more concerned about climate change and getting a car that will ideally do something about it. They're seeing that Tesla is doing well. They want to do well also. So there's the demand. This is the way things are going. Let's get there now, right?
Okay. So we talked about GM. Now let's talk about Apple. This seems surprising that you're trying to create their own car, I guess, similar to Tesla.
Yeah. So Apple's been sort of trying to get an Apple car going since at least 2015. It's sort of hard to say like where and how progress has been made because, you know, it's been shrouded in mystery, as is like custom for Apple. But, you know, at some points it looked like it was dead. At some points it looked like, you know, they were hiring people to do it. They were laying people off. The thing now is that, you know, in the last several months, there's been rumors and reports that Apple is reaching out to manufacturers about using their plants to build an Apple brand car. And Hyundai actually, I think, confirmed they were in talks with Apple at one point. Then they weren't. But it does sort of say you know, if Apple's talking to one company, they're likely talking to others, which makes it seem like this is definitely a thing that they're serious about and, you know, it could happen. And if you think, you know, like, well, they make phones and computers, how are they making a car? You know, a car is a tremendous undertaking. It's not the same as a computer, but it also kind of is. Cars have more and more computers in them every day. One of the rumors said that Apple had like a pioneering battery technology it wanted to use in this car. And that's like the most consistent of all, because I mean, look at what Apple's done with phones and, you know, batteries and iPhones and computers. So a lot of this, you know, it seems kind of like out of left field, but then in a lot of ways, it seems like it totally makes sense.
You can read more of Sarah's work at recode.net. Sarah, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.